thank you everyone for tuning in. This is DJ Guapofu, and we're listening to Oye Como Va from our headliner, Tito Puente. Next track is Run Con Con. Bum 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 bum. We'll be right back. thanks everyone for tuning in. I see we have Maya Alpizan, Stevie, and Christy O'Twisty in the chat right now. From Mexico City, New Brunswick, Canada, if I remember right. And somewhere from the Atlantic provinces. And then Christy O'Twisty, another one of our regulars, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're listening to Tito Puente, born April 20th, 1923, as Ernest Anthony Puente Jr., who is a very, very famous Puerto Rican musician, songwriter, band leader, and record producer. He's known as El Rey del Timbal, the King of Timbal. And he had a 50-year career in which he composed many, many mambo and land jazz compositions. The most famous one we didn't begin with, it was our second track, Oye Como Va. He's been on Sesame Street, he's been in The Simpsons in the episode Who Shot Mr. Burns. He's New Yorican, I should say. He was born in New York City in 1923 at Harlem Hospital Center in Manhattan. To Ernest and Felicia Puente, Puerto Ricans living in Spanish Harlem. His dad was the foreman at a razor blade factory. This is Son de la Loma, a Cuban classic. I'll have to hear a Monguito rendition of that if we haven't already. He was described as a hyperactive child. His neighbors complained of the 7-year-old Puente beating on pots and window frames, so his mom sent him to piano lessons that cost a quarter, I guess, per lesson. And then he switched to percussion at age 10, influenced by jazz drummer Gene Krupa. He was a drummer in Machito's band after the previous drummer was drafted in the military. Puente himself served in the Navy for 3 years during World War II after he was drafted in 1942. And he got a lot of awards. He was in the Pacific Theater in the Philippines. Thanks to the GI Bill, he would study music at the Juilliard School of Music, where he completed formal study in conducting, music theory, and orchestration. The height of his popularity was the 50s, where he brought Afro-Cuban and Caribbean sounds like mambo, son, and cha-cha-cha to mainstream audiences. He composed the Cha-Cha Oye Como Va that we heard in 1963, which was covered by lots of people, including Carlos Santana, Julio Iglesias, Irakere, and Celia Cruz. This is Jambeque, Mambo Jambu. Okay, I guess I can read further here. There aren't some lyrics for me to smoosh over. His son Richie Puente was the percussionist for the 70s funk band Foxy, and his youngest son, Tito Puente Jr., has performed a lot of the same songs as his dad. His third child, Audrey Puente, is a TV meteorologist for WNYW and WWOR in New York City. Very sadly, Tito would pass away in New York City after he suffered a heart attack in Puerto Rico just after a performance, and when he had surgery to repair a heart valve, complications developed and he would pass out of this world on June 1st, 2000. After his death, he was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2003. And with that, let's enjoy the great song, the great sounds of Tito Puente. I guess other news to share. I got to experience the Art Deco Classic Glen Echo Park today during a lunchtime bike ride. And that was, it was a out of this world experience. It was very otherworldly, very eerie. You know, it had real Saudade feels, I would say. And apparently the history of the place very much ties into that. It's desegregation and decline shortly after it was integrated. Welcome, Ronald, from Guatemala. We have Central America. We have North America from Canada to Mexico to its beautiful neighbor to the south and east, Guatemala. Lovely, fertile, volcanic soils down there, I'm sure. It was interesting biking from Bethesda to Brannockburn and the Riverside suburbs, and how everyone's scowls started to turn into smiles as you got closer to the river. What is this thing called love? This is Paulos Rumberos. This is OEME Wawanko. Thank you.
gozar este rico mambo. A gozar.
Pero baila mi mambo.
A gozar este rico mambo.
Qué bueno, qué bueno baila tu mamá.
A gozar este rico mambo.
Goza, 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 goza mi mambo.
A gozar este rico mambo.
Vení pa' bailar. Vení pa' bailar.
This is Mambo Gozon from 1958. This is Havana After Dark. Wow, we have 11 listeners now. Everyone's tuning into our Tito party. I just learned very sadly that Lila Downs' lifelong partner Paul Cohen passed away. But he'll always live on in spirit. This is El Cayuco Such a pleasure to have DJ Snowdusk himself in the chat. Long time no see, Snowy. I'll have to tune into the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix one of these soon coming days. Yes, you're welcome, Snowy. I hope you're enjoying this. It's a nice, cool, clear evening here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. You can see the moon, but I don't know about Mars. I don't have that astronomer's eye that Maya does. So yes, for those who don't know, I got the nickname DJ Guapofu from Snowdusk. I was not brilliant enough to think of that myself. So it was DJ Snowdusk, I think, in one of the early Copacetic Music Hour episodes back in June or July 2021 who came up with that. Yes. Now the whole world knows. And just as a reminder for new listeners or old listeners, Lear is an archive on my website at molaraj.homeplex.org, port 8080. This is Elewa Shango. We'll be right back. What a track. I agree with DJ Snowdust. Our next here should potentially be spookier. It's called Cuban Nightmare. That's also what they call Hialeah. No, I'm just kidding. Because Hialeah is known in the Miami metropolitan area. Cuban Nightmare. This is one of Tito's many collaborations with the great Celia Cruz, Caramello. I think one of my favorite renditions of this song, honestly. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Indeed, we have people from all over North and Central America now, everywhere from New Brunswick to Mississauga, Ontario, to Vancouver, British Columbia. And then myself in Maryland, Maya Alpizar in Mexico City, and Ramasa 000 in Guatemala City. That's a for us here. Balmy 58 degrees Fahrenheit. (laughs) Oh, this is famous. I've heard a cachao version of this. This is Algo Zar Timbero. We're already two-thirds of the way through the episode. Pretty close to three-quarters, honestly. Boniquito. No. This is Kimbara. Our last two tracks will be Yamaya and Tito Wahira. This next track's another collaboration with Celia Cruz. It is called Yamaya, after the Yoruba goddess of the seas.
Definitivamente, que ahondar en detalles en cuanto a la vida artística y profesional y trayectoria en cuanto a presentaciones y grabaciones del EP en nuestro país de Celia Cruz es remontarnos al año de 1948. porque fue en aquella oportunidad cuando Carlos Landaeta, un connotado compositor, percusionista y director de su banda, la Sonora Caracas, le dio esa excelentísima oportunidad y por supuesto Celia la aprovechó. Posteriormente engrosa las filas de la orquesta del trompetista y también afamado arreglista y compositor Leonardo Pedrosa. Y luego, ya por último, presentándonos otra buena versión de diferentes temas grabados tanto con Sonora Caracas y con Leonardo Pedrosa, graba con un brillante trombonista, arreglista y compositor, director de su propia banda, de su propia gran orquesta para los años 50 en Venezuela, la orquesta de Luis Alfonso Larraín. Pero para seguir ahondando en detalles, los dejo con mi compañero de Venezuela, Víctor Prada.
Muchas gracias. Y realmente el nombre de Celia Cruz no solamente es famoso en la América Latina, sino también en Europa. ¿Sabían ustedes que Celia hizo un concierto en Frankfurt, Alemania, con las estrellas de Fania y el maestro Tito Puente? Y muchos de ustedes se preguntarán, ¿desde cuándo y cómo se conocen Tito Puente y la doña, la dueña de la canción latina, Celia Cruz? Corría el año de 1955 y en La Habana, Cuba, en Radio Progreso, se presentaba Tito Puente con su orquesta. Ya Celia pertenecía a la Sonora Matancera. En una introducción, en una abertura de Tito Puente, invita a Celia a participar en ese programa de Radio Progreso. Y años más tarde, en el año de 1966, ya Celia, radicada en los Estados Unidos, decide grabar su primer larga duración con el maestro Tito Puente. Luego corren 66, 67, 68 y comienza la década de los 70, donde Celia Cruz ingresa a la maquinaria Fania. Y de allá para acá ya es historia amplia y conocida por toda la América Latina. Vamos a recibir a la dueña de la canción, Celia Cruz.
Gracias, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. Seguimos con mis tambores, bata, porque me embullé, ¿ok? Oh, mi, oye, Maya. Thank you.
Wow, this hour has really flown by. That brilliant drumming of Tito. We're in our last 2 minutes with Tito Wahira. Thank you all for listening. Thank you so much. Tomorrow there will be a rerun at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's see who's next week in this last minute. I'll open up my tab here for the Copacetic Music Hour Archive, where you all should go. Oh, next week is Faith Healer and Boogaloo Extraordinaire Ricardo Richie Ray. And then the week after that's Machito. I'll have to add in Monguito in the new year. Chocolate Armenteros after Machito. Thanks everyone so much for tuning in. And for next time, this is DJ Guapofu.